Township fights nuclear weapons data center by passing a moratorium on electrical infrastructure, 404 Media. Co. 24. Ypsilanti Township, Michigan, has imposed a 6-month moratorium on major electric utility infrastructure. In its latest attempt to delay a proposed $1.2 billion University of Michigan Lowe's Alamos data center that would support nuclear weapons research. Township leaders, who have already paused water service for data centers, say the project has moved forward without adequate consultation and want more time to study noise, grid impacts, and other effects on residents. 404 Media reports. Last year, the university announced it was partnering with LANL on the construction of a massive 220,000-square-foot hyperscale data center in Ypsilanti Township, and residents have been fighting it ever since. During a meeting of the township board on August 18, the council unanimously passed a resolution that will delay the construction of new electrical infrastructure for 180 days. Data centers need a lot of energy, and Michigan's Power Authority will have to build new substations in the township to power the proposed facility. The moratorium asked the local power authorities to use the 6-month delay to study noise pollution and how the new infrastructure would affect existing customers. The moratorium is narrowly focused on the nature and scale of electrical infrastructure necessary to serve new high-energy demand land uses, including infrastructure associated, but not limited to hyperscale data centers, mid-sized data centers, artificial intelligence computing facilities, and high-performance computational centers, industrial facilities, and other intensive electrical users. Earlier this month, the University of Michigan announced it had settled on a specific plot of land in Ypsilanti Township, a 144-acre plot on Textile Road. In a press release about the decision, the university said the data center would have the capacity to change the world and insisted it would not be a high-value target risk in a war, that it would not store any hazardous nuclear material, and was not a weapons production facility. LANL previously confirmed that the data center will be used for nuclear weapons research. Ypsilanti Township Supervisor Brenda Stumbo told WEMU News that the selection of the site was a travesty of justice because it ignores constituents' concerns about environmental impact. During the August 18 moratorium vote, the board projected a large stock photograph of an electric substation behind its members. The photo was meant to remind people of the size of the incoming infrastructure and the lack of communication from the university about it. This picture's really important to think about because U of M has been so crystal clear that they've been communicating to us abundantly, which is not true, Township Clerk Debbie Swanson said during the meeting. That speaks to the lack of respect. The moratorium is narrowly focused on the nature and scale of electrical infrastructure necessary to serve new high-energy demand land uses, including infrastructure associated, but not limited to hyperscale data centers, mid-sized data centers, artificial intelligence computing facilities, and high-performance computational centers, industrial facilities, and other intensive electrical users. Earlier this month, the University of Michigan announced it had settled on a specific plot of land in Ypsilanti Township, a 144-acre plot on Textile Road. In a press release about the decision, the university said the data center would have the capacity to change the world and insisted it would not be a high-value target risk in a war, that it would not store any hazardous nuclear material, and was not a weapons production facility. LANL previously confirmed that the data center will be used for nuclear weapons research. Ypsilanti Township Supervisor Brenda Stumbo told WEMU News that the selection of the site was a travesty of justice because it ignores constituents' concerns about environmental impact. During the August 18 moratorium vote, the board projected a large stock photograph of an electric substation behind its members. The photo was meant to remind people of the size of the incoming infrastructure and the lack of communication from the university about it. This picture's really important to think about because U of M has been so crystal clear that they've been communicating to us abundantly, which is not true, Township Clerk Debbie Swanson said during the meeting. That speaks to the lack of respect. Ray score 2. Ray score 2. Whoops accidentally moderated it. Undoing. Nope. Score 3. https://n/wikipedia.org/wiki/wikipedia.org. Ray, do we even make nukes anymore? Score 2. Not sure why that's necessary. The nukes had the ability to destroy the planet several dozens of times over. Calculating fissile Mädeschall decay seems like a straightforward task to be done on the back of an envelope. What else could possibly have changed? Nuclear weapons? Score 2. That's so 20th century. We need data centers that research photon torpedoes. Good on them for blocking this ancient technology. Ray, score 3. Hey, I need some extra spending cash. Where do I sign up for this Russian-Chinese money? I'm not kidding, I need a bathroom remodel. Ray, score 2. 1-869, SOROS. Ray, score 1. Other than collecting that sweet, sweet Chinese and or Russian money in exchange for raising environmental concerns, that is to say, the rabble-rousing, what is the actual fucking deal about a building full of computers? Well, for starters, it's a building full of computers, which produces hellacious amounts of noise, including infrasonic energy, which has serious negative health effects even on deaf people. Then there's the question of how it will be cooled, and what effects that cooling might have on local wildlife and habitats/waterways. Then there's the consideration that the facility may well make use of power generated by burning hydrocarbons. Isn't it a grand idea to be hastening global warming for the sole purpose, oh? Ray, score 2. What is the actual fucking deal about a building full of computers? Mostly, it's because they end up jacking up your electric bill and don't create much in the way of new jobs. Glad to hear it. Score 1. While this isn't just a random AI hyperscale buzzword, next-gen data center, it is a large data center. And people that live where it is going have the right to know how it will be powered, cooled, and all the environmental impact it has. AI has brought more scrutiny to this in general because of all the bad well people building new data centers as fast as possible have brought, making entire neighborhoods almost unlivable because of constant noise. People paying more for electricity to support grid updates TH. Ray, oh no, some more computers score, too. You know computers and the internet existed for a long time before data centers, right? Ray, score, too. Yeah, gas-powered turbines are whisper quiet. https://www.whiteslux.com/confirm/whiteslux.com. Ray, lies about data centers, score 2. The confusing part, explained, score 2. I was confused. Not that this is a terribly unusual state. Ypsilanti Township, Michigan, has imposed a 6-month moratorium on major electric utility infrastructure in its latest attempt to delay a proposed $1.2 billion University of Michigan Los Alamos data center. This seems to say that the government of the township has somehow imposed a moratorium on new electric utility infrastructure. The confusing part is why. If this is the government of the township and they don't want a data center, can't they just deny permission to build a data center? Don't they have any zoning laws? Can't they just pass a municipal ordinance saying, no new data center? Apparently, no, they cannot. Under the mic. The alternative, score 2. Do they know the alternative to simulating nuclear weapons is to actually pop off a few of now and then to see what happens? I don't think this is the data center you want to fight.